King dude. And then when he interviewed him, as soon as he came on, he's like,
I am crying. I
jumped in with him.
Are you recording this?
I jumped in.
Are you recording this?
Look.
Okay, good.
I jumped in. Stop talking. God damn it, Mike.
You have the stage. I apologize.
I don't want it anymore. I'll stand down. The story hits different upon further review.
We'll just fucking roll your shit up then.
God damn.
What were you saying now?
Nah, bro.
Didn't he ask you to talk into the mic?
I don't know, nigga.
Yeah, we did.
I do still hear that fan pretty loud, though, in my headphones.
Here. That's the only fan you got. And you want to silence that? Yeah, I've been clean and sober off Facebook for about 18 months now. That shit, I said, like, that sound like it's a drug. I was addicted to that shit.
Really went on lockdown. For sure went on lockdown.
Okay, we are officially quarantined inside. This is the quarantine episode.
Locked.
We are in the safety headquarters.
We are locked.
We are in Clee's safe room.
We are in the Prince Palace.
We're in Clee's underground bunker.
We're stupid.
In the studio section. Please pulling down the war board as we speak. We're going to pull up all of the COVID-19 cases in the Gilroy area. We've all been thoroughly screened with our temperatures. We're going to take our temperatures one more time as the show starts, just so we can be clean on the air and
That's good material, though. Like how we real life just came to his house and, like, before we could fully get comfortable, he had to scan us and take our temperature with this new gun that he holds to your head, the side of your head, like at point blank range.
He said new gun, like
I never seen that before.
Like exactly, you said new gun. That motherfucker been around for like.
There was a mandate passed down.
You know, we always had money. I had the shit you had to put under your tongue.
A mandate was passed down.
Hey, and then when I go to the doctor, they put the shit in my ear. They never held a pistol to my head and said, nigga, don't move.
What if all he had was a rectal thermometer?
I've never had my temperature took like that. You're not going to make it sound normal, dog. I don't give a fuck what you do. I've never seen no shit like that, and I'm going to act as such.
Wow.
Okay.
Where they sell that at?
Stores. CVS. Walgreens.
Nigga, when I went to Amazon. Do you remember in school when they took your temperature, it was the little blue dots? Do you remember that? Tell me you don't remember that shit. Well, it was like, when you go to school, the medical, like the
hold on.
They had the little plastic, little flimsy little paper shit.
It's fine.
They put it under your tongue?
We had the glass thermometers.
Yeah, we had
and you was lucky if it didn't blow up your ass.
Nothing with a mask.
What are you, a dog? What the fuck are you? God damn, man. Hey, what are you, a turkey on Thanksgiving? They shove that shit in your ass and see how you really feeling?
Old school, nigga.
Are you feeling nice hot right now?
That was the best way back then.
So slow leak. Run a little hot with a slow leak.
This nigga take it out his ass and then.
Run a little hot with a slow leak.
Nigga said, check your temperature.
That. You caught that?
He said, I tried to take my temperature, but it tastes like shit. Like, nigga, why you putting your mouth, nigga?
You didn't get COVID-19, you got staph infection. Hepatitis.
At least pink eye for sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, dog, that was the. The first shit where motherfucker will exile you, like social distancing. Like, you never, like, when a nigga have some shit that was contagious like that, you would just kind of fall back for a minute until you get right.
Man.
Anytime I have pink eye, you lose friends immediately.
Man, you can have
that'd be the loneliest lunch ever at school.
Hey, nigga can have a fever blister and be like, I ain't fucking with you.
Hey.
Where you get that from? Who you been kissing on?
So what is that background noise? Will that come up on the recording?
Mm-hmm. Probably,
but
get it all together.
Probably, but it's time to pod, Mikey.
Pod attack.
Pod Shakur.
Pod Bogged Down. Meltcast.
Let's see.
You broke it. It stopped working.
Did it?
Yeah.
Really?
It stopped working.
What? Did it? Did it?
Yeah.
Potty Potty Piper.
Toilet paper. That is sadly a topic. Toilet paper is sadly a topic right now.
Are we cutting the real topics right now, or are we just talking?
No, we got to wait for Clay to get all ready, but I was just...
Keep going. You know, that toilet paper shit that everybody's running to go get toilet paper right now, that's the craziest shit. Toilet paper, they're buying shit that's perishable, like breads and all that. This one don't work.
Oh.
So I'm closer.
Is the gain too high? Is that why it's picking up all that?
Bro, don't worry about that, man.
I'm just worried about the audio.
Well, you ain't got no choice.
I will stand down.
This one, see the difference?
You're right.
You see the difference?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get
I
up
gotta
on
lean
that.
In that motherfucker.
Yeah, that sounds really good,
I
though.
I gotta lean in that motherfucker.
That one does.
Yeah.
So. Who is still wiping the ass? Hold on, let me ask it backwards.
How many rolls of toilet paper do you have?
Who has anybody run out of toilet paper yet?
No.
Okay, I ran out of toilet paper before this happened.
You was already practicing.
I was using paper towels.
Hey, I already ran through the Chipotle napkins, nigga. Wow. Nah, hey, I've had problems buying it. You know, it's like, hey, you got the...
I know motherfuckers who work at my job that haven't bought toilet paper or certain type of, you know, personal things in years, 2-3 years.
Don't.
They've been working there for like 2-4 years.
Hey, I'm trying to dap you up. Hey, I'm one of them niggas at my job.
Ooh, that's illegal. That was an illegal action right now in this county.
Hey, I haven't bought garbage bags in a couple of years. Hey, there's like certain random little items that like if my job got it, we got it type of shit. My family got it.
Yeah.
Like you go to my house, there's some shit in there the stores do not sell. But yeah. So I mean shit, man, I've had problems buying that shit. I've been resorted down to 1-ply napkins. They're pretty soft. I got them things. It's ugly out here, man.
My name is Mike, and I've never taken anything from my job, and I love my job. And
fuck out of here.
Yep.
My nigga came in here on some brand new shit. I don't know where we are week to week. I be trying to figure out what we doing. I see what we doing, though. I see what we doing tonight.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
You did that dab. That's what you did.
That's what we doing. We podding. Let's go. Let's do it.
Cast attack.
Okay.
You guys ready? What do we got? What are our topics today? We got to get started, right?
Corona.
We're live in effect, but we don't even officially have to say we're rolling until we say we're rolling, but I'm recording right now. Like, this is it, okay?
Should we do some type of intro?
I could do this intro that this just said right now.
This is the intro. Go ahead and roll up the windows. We gonna smoke on the endo all night long. Now, baby, this is the intro. Go ahead and roll up the windows. We gonna smoke on the endo all night long.
There's your intro, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
The real fake news.
The real fake news.
Real fake.
I was thinking about the fake real news, but it's real fake. Real fake, fake.
So we're talking about real shit, real topics, you know, but we are not a credible news source. So it's real, and we're going to give you our real opinion and our real feelings. We ain't got no credible sources and outlines for these things that we say. And the views expressed and the opinions are the opinions of these motherfuckers in the room.
I'm good, y'all.
And nobody else. And nobody else but these motherfuckers. So don't sue me for what that nigga said, basically. Period and point blank. Now let's get down to it. You know what I mean?
All right. Who are we?
Let's go. So who are we, man? Introduce yourselves, gentlemen. Let's go. What's happening? It's the first episode of a brand new show.
I am Cleavon's father. I go by the name of Skrilla Sam. I am younger than him, but I take care of him.
I swear to God, I think if you go to our intro, that's his whole intro. That's the same intro he always uses.
What's that movie called? With the Wayans brothers. What's that movie called? Where the nigga's dad is younger than
that's Don't Be a Menace.
Don't Be a Menace, yeah.
Well, his father was younger than the son. The son was reading him the bedtime story.
Classic.
Anyway, man, yeah, I go by the name of Skrilla Sam. Live and direct, man, from the safety of the Prince Palace. We quarantined in here. You know what I mean? Y'all want to check in?
All right. I'm Michael Garabato, host number 2. And I'm here. We were together on an old show that we used to run together about a year ago called Street Science. Sam's over here fucking... On our old show, Street Science, and so now we're starting something new a year later. So I hope you guys like what we got going on here. We got some news topics and some other shit to talk about.
I am Cletus Cassidy, the third co-host and producer of the show. Same role as the other show, did the same things. Glad that we're back together again, doing something to give to the people, because I think we had a good start and a good following, and things were looking up, and I hope we can gain some of those same followers back and get busy. And we got a guest tonight. It's my folks.
It's your boy, Big Z.
Yeah.
Where the big come from?
It's the person.
Okay.
You know, personality.
Yeah.
Big Z. Got the homie Z in the building.
Yeah, that's right. So, Z's here tonight just to politic with us about the things going on and the shit, the topics we're going to hit tonight. There's no other way to get around it or anything. I mean, everybody, the whole world is on that COVID-19 because it is real and it is a real thing. And there's so many ways to approach the topic, but I'd just like to say we all probably check in and see how it's affected your local circle and the things that you see yourself personally. So that would be like, you know, a good perspective from, you know, different points of view in different places, different cities that have experienced what's going on out here and how it's affected you personally.
Well, one thing's for sure, man, this is the first time, in my opinion, that everybody is kind of like paying attention to this to the same thing right now. You know what I mean? Like it seems like something's finally got a hold of everybody's attention, but it's very serious. And it's the like it, every couple of years, it's always something, right? That you know, Ebola, the mad cow, anthrax, is this, that, and the third. But this is the first time I'm actually seeing shit take effect next to me, in front of me. My job done got affected. I'm seeing stores shut down. People lose, businesses lose money. And once people are losing money and things are getting shut down, you can't help but pay attention and understand the seriousness of it. You know what I mean? As affected me, my job is shut down. I got, they shut the company down, but the building is still open for security and shit. But at Intel, I got 2 weeks off, paid, blessed. I get to be paid, but I know there's people who got laid off.
I got that too.
I know, but there's people I know that did get laid off that are not getting reimbursed money. And I feel for those people because I was tripping and worried until, you know what I mean? I got the word that we was going to be taken care of. How about y'all? How is COVID-19 affected y'all?
I don't know. Cleed tested me with a thermometer on my forehead when we came to the door. Or else,
me too.
And we're also quarantined downstairs. We can't use the bathroom as well. So it's affecting me everywhere I turn. You know, this shit is more serious than 9/11 was. Because 9/11, we all looked And then motherfuckers were driving around with American flags on their fucking cars, all kinds of crazy shit. But for the first couple days, everybody was staring at it. But right. on the West Coast, after that, it was over. Right now, we're fucking all on lockdown.
Right.
I gotta put my face on lockdown.
That's because it's everybody. It's
the whole world.
It's affecting everybody. It's the world, but right now, you could say it's in your backyard. You could say it's in affecting your
day to day,
your community,
your pockets,
everywhere you go. At least in this area, it's affected somebody or someone somehow, some way. Whether it be them going to work, buying food. I mean, it's all kind of stuff that you're just going to have to deal with now, and then it's only going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. So the government says.
Absolutely, and I see the same thing for me. I'm still actually going to work. I think today was going to be my last day for a couple weeks of actually going into work, so now I'm going to be working from home, but I was part of the essential business group in a sense of they had not extended the tax deadline completely, so you had to get your taxes done on time, but if you owed, you didn't have to pay until later. But they finally extended both ends of the tax deadline, so now you can file by July 15th. So I was going to work and seeing clients, lots of clients every day, and spraying Lysol between people and taking vitamin C and taking all kinds of other things like throughout the day, and spraying down and wiping down between every single person and trying to stay as far away as possible. But it's crazy. But like I watched like everything around me just pretty much just become like a ghost town because it was in the area where there was a courthouse and a post office and a lot of almost like a downtown business, but not really. It's just a street of just, you know, like little businesses, and they're all gone. And it's kind of crazy. So
San Francisco is dead as well.
Right, and that's a really compact area that has a lot of people. So to see something like San Francisco be bare is a trip. And the same thing, the way they're shutting down New York. So the places that they were naming for shutting down were California, New York, Illinois, and then they were starting to mention Washington, and they stopped mentioning Illinois so much. But those were like hot spots. But there's certain places that don't have any. But
Let me ask you this. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. This is for everybody. I want everybody to answer this because we all probably had a different point, but we all might have a mutual answer. Is we all, what was the point where you realized this is some serious shit?
For me, is when they canceled my son. They start canceling my kids' practices and games. And they canceled the season for them before the season really even started. Mm-hmm. And then they canceled school.
Was that before the NBA or after the NBA?
That was when I had told them, don't send them niggas to that game or that practice.
And then that same day.
I was like, nigga, you tripping. The pros is off. Them niggas ain't going to practice. You crazy. I said the pros ain't playing, them niggas don't need to play, you know. And then they said it the same day.
The league shut it down, I was like, okay, that's a lot of money that's not gonna be made.
When they were saying that they were gonna play the games without the fans, right?
Yeah,
that was a serious point too. That caught my eye. That was gonna be weird right there.
Yeah.
In San Francisco downtown right now, some of the buildings have boarded up their fucking windows.
Right, because
they're anticipating.
Right, because homeless people are going to break in and live in those motherfuckers and chill and tear that shit up.
Squatters' rights.
This could be like 12 monkeys and shit when they did that virus outbreak.
Absolutely. Yeah, this could be a lot of things. But you know, in that pirate episode that we have lingering around, Mike, you said this was about to outbreak before it broke out like the way it did. You remember?
Yeah.
We potted and...
Can we? Yeah.
I'll give you credit for that. Yes. And I'll definitely give you credit for that. And I was like, man, whatever. You know, whatever. But between now and then, of course, it exploded, yeah. You know, but...
Wish I could have put money on it.
Right. A lot of people did. If you watch the stories in Congress...
Right now. Congress, those people, fucking dirty fucks. Right, yeah, exactly. Nancy Pelosi's right. crew pulled exactly. money out.
There's a lot of ways... There's a lot of
coronavirus right now.
They don't trust American economy.
Right. There's a lot of ways we can look at this.
Coronavirus is doing good business for a lot of... for some companies right now.
That's why I told you, because you better...
Charmin.
You better take your ass to Safeway and get a job.
Walmart.
Lysol.
You better take your ass to Safeway and get a job.
There's some companies better.
Jack in the Box. Burger
Walmart,
King.
Safeway,
Walgreens,
CVS, anything pharmacy. You better take you over the ass over there and get the job.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon's just they, like, they got, thank you, God. They got, stay inside and buy shit.
They're going to have prescription delivery. So, they're going to need a lot of drivers.
So, Mike, same question for you. At what moment did you realize this was a serious thing?
I felt like I just answered that already.
You did?
I did, but I can run through
it. Windows are boarded up in Frisco?
No, I made a joke because we... no, you're right. I made a joke because we had to use the thermometer when Klee came in.
Oh, yeah.
No, when I realized it was something serious was... I don't know. When everything is shut down and I, you know, go out and there's only, you know, a couple food places and, you know, things open, it's really weird. That kind of... Then just the news coverage every fucking single day, just all the stories are coronavirus shit. And then they're like, this person got it and that person got it. And I'm like, God, they're making this virus seem so like stigmatizing. I'm like, what are they going to do with, you know, these people? And, you know, what's going on? I'm like, this is getting scary now. Right. And then when they said the age ranges flipped from 20 to, you know, 50, but more in the 30s is where you're getting hospitalized. But in the 50s above or dying, it's like, oh shit, if I caught that now, I could probably be hospitalized and I'd fucking cough like a motherfucker.
I'm not gonna
take a dab.
I ain't gonna stand a chance.
Me and Sam might both die.
If one of us catches, I'm for sure gonna die if I get it. I know I will.
We might be dead right now.
Right. So you guys should be taking this very seriously, such as everybody is. No, and so, like I said, I was seeing clients and like a lot, spraying in between everyone and like trying to stay like really safe about this shit, and it's a real thing. And then like finding out different people have been exposed, but the thing is here, like, you know, you're hearing different stories, and we can get into conspiracies and like plays and moves. I don't know where we want to start, guys, but like we can get into all these different
can you name off our list of our topics? Can you run through them, what our topics are going to be?
Like, I mean, you guys said coronavirus.
But those subtopics, so the we can let the listeners know what we're going to talk about.
Where did it go? Let's see. How we're doing.
Go ahead and read it off, Mike. Don't do it. You asked for this.
You know what I mean? Like,
the Real Fake News Podcast. We got coronavirus, how we're doing, and how it's affected us. Conspiracy theories. We've got six of them. We're going to talk about, and then we have a list of athletes and celebrities we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
That's what we've got. If you don't like that, then turn us off.
You know what, man? You know, like, hey, when you see things on the news, right? And it's like sometimes for some of us, it's kind of hard to identify or like to relate to it when you don't see it. Like, let's say people get this, people get that. When you don't see it directly in your community, your neighborhood,
out of mind.
So it's like you don't take it as serious, right? So have y'all, okay, so I'll say mine first. There's someone at my job that in my building that caught it, right? Mm. And then, one of our buildings caught it. And then they finally shared a letter to us and let us know that, you know, that they you know, somebody in the building got it or whatever. They let them know. But it took it was rumors. It was like whispers in the background for about a week solid before I got shown the message. You know what I'm saying? And I had a problem with that because, you know, like, I felt like they should let everybody know immediately, right? Instead of keeping it quiet and secret, later. Like when your kids go to school and somebody in the class got chicken pox, they send your son or daughter home with that letter like, hey, your kid has been exposed. That's what they supposed to have did. They didn't do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I took a picture of the screenshot. I took a picture of a picture of the letter that was sent to management. So I was like, for my copy. Right. And then on top of that, right, being that close to home that somebody in my building got it, One of the workers in the same building I work in, his next door neighbor got it. Him and his wife, next door neighbor. They were two of the cases in the Santa Clara County numbers, the early numbers. Yeah. Like, you know, they went on a cruise, came back and got it or some shit like that.
I feel scared right now.
So like, this is the first time, like I was saying, man, that I'm seeing the shit.
Right. So there's a lot of things about it and a lot of ways to go about it. It's not just the flu and you're fucked if you get it, but like some people have been able to get it and fight it off and never knew they had it. But if you go get tested, then you got an antibody for it and then you're going to get quarantined because you could pass it to somebody. So some people, it's not affecting the same way. So you can be a carrier of it and pass it on to someone who has a weaker immune system and who's weaker at fighting the flu and fighting off shit. So it actually really matters. That's why you're supposed to stay away from old people, because a lot of us are carriers, but we're fighting it well. And then, like, you get by an old person and it just destroys them. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. So not everybody's getting it the same way and the same version of it, but it's like fucking... It's like dander on motherfucking those plants. You just shake them and then it just floats away and it pollinates hella other shit.
Uh-huh.
It's that easy to fuck an old person.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, with the whole don't go upstairs shit. Because her father lives upstairs.
I just made that.
And if that's through the air.
Nah, during these times, it was no explanation necessary.
And if he gets sick, it's on me and on whoever I've brought into this garage.
Yeah, I didn't even think that far into it.
So nobody's looking at it in that manner, but... Like I said, we're all taking precautions, but like it's already dangerous enough because I go to work every day, so everybody else has been quarantined. So I'm still out there. So, but this is more. You know what I'm saying? It's a very big deal. But to see the levels that all this shit is on, but. Could have been prevented, but then certain things were not prevented on purpose. And this is an election year, and this is a lot of things. This is a lot of chaos. There's a lot of theories of why these things are the way they are. It's flipping the world economy. People are going to be able to buy low eventually and make a lot of money when we bounce back from this, when everything bounces back. So there's tons of ways to look at what's going on. And, you know, really, wherever you guys want to start, I'm ready to fire.
So, doomsday prepping.
Do y'all think Trump will get reelected?
I want to say, because you said something about it's a reelection year. So how does that even affect what's going on right now? If it was time to go and vote, and which, I mean, we've already have, right?
Kind of, sort of.
But we still need to go... and vote again, right?
Okay, right.
All right. Okay. Are we gonna all do that from our phones now? Are we gonna do that from a smart device now?
So let me break this down to you, because like it's
now.
There's so much chaos. You don't want things to change in a certain sense. So some people are going to vote the same. There's so much uncertainty and unknown. And the more and more they do, the more and more they strip our rights. If they go to the actual words of martial law, then everything is undone and all the rules change and all the shit that they can do and what they can put into effect during that time changes. So if you've been invested in these certain things that were booming or whatever, now we just flip the entire world over and you're first to sell off all your millions of stock and this and that and the other and turn around and buy into home video, this and that, and this and that. I can give you a couple of names of things that you should be buying into that'll do you great numbers right now. But like there's things that they're flipping the switch on, and things that are going to boom, and things are going to be great forever, because they will ever forever be the gap and the bridge between that catastrophe and the future. So certain names and things and companies are going to come up right now. Things are going to come out of nowhere, and they're going to fucking fill the gap of whatever it is we need to change to whatever, but we're getting fucked at the same time. So voting right now is either going to be taken away from you, or it's going to be so chaotic at the time it comes that not enough people do it, or people do it the same way, and we get the same results, and we get the same thing, and like...
Nobody wins.
Believe it or not, right now, this shit is being blamed on Obama.
Do y'all want to go down the rabbit hole for a second?
She's blaming it on Obama.
So basically, all the other presidents in history have been in term no longer than 8 years, right?
Correct.
You can only do 2 terms, right?
Right.
So now we're in jeopardy of all that being thrown out the window. And because we've already said... We'll mentally prepare ourselves for 8 years of this dude, right? But now we're in jeopardy of saying, okay, all that can be thrown out.
You wanna pause?
Right.
And we're just gonna keep him in office as long as possible, as long as we want.
Do y'all wanna go down a rabbit hole for a second?
What?
So everybody, put on your tinfoil hats.
Okay, so it's gonna be something predicted from Dean Koontz. The whole thing. The next one is coronavirus a bioweapon?
Right, that's what I had.
Okay, and then origins in the seafood market. Okay. Not as dangerous as SARS. I'm sure that's been debunked already. And the last one: did The Simpsons predict the outbreak?
My girlfriend sent me a piece that was supposedly from a psychic named Sylvia Brown.
Okay, I've heard of
that
her.
That sounds hella familiar.
She's accredited psychic. Yeah, I've heard of her.
So
yeah.
She said somewhere on or around 2020. I gotta pull the article up.
You're gonna scare the shit out of me.
My girlfriend sent it to me.
She's like a TV psychic or like a famous psychic, right?
Keep it going, guys. I'm gonna look it up.
Okay, so. The first one for Dean Koontz, they're saying it's called The Eyes of Darkness. It eerily predicts the coronavirus outbreak. The photograph of the passage from the book went viral because there's a picture that looks just like the coronavirus on there. To give the background, the plot is based around a mother who attempts to find out what happened to her son after he mysteriously disappeared on a camping trip. It turns out that the boy is held in China, more specifically in Wuhan, the site of the deadly outbreak. In the passage, a character named Dombey narrates an account of a virus called Wuhan 400, which was developed at the RDNA lab outside the city of Wuhan, and it was the 400th viable strain of a man-made microorganism created at the research center. I can't say that word.
Organism?
Yep, that one. The passage then gives intricate details about how the virus affects the human body, the chilling accuracy with which this 1981 predicts the outbreak resembles Wuhan and the coronavirus.
All right. Nice. I found the one that I was looking for. All right. So it's the psychic Sylvia Brown, who passed away already. She... published a book in 2008, and it shows and it has it circled in the book. Let me show you really quick. See a little passage circled?
Yeah, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it has it circled in the book, and it says, in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and bronchial tubes and... resisting all known treatment. More baffling than the illness itself is the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived and then attack again 10 years later, then disappear completely.
Wow.
That's what it says in her book for this year.
Resisting all known treatment.
I hope that her prediction is true. Anything else would be worse.
Well, with viruses, heat takes it away, so our weather being down like it is has been affecting it sticking around longer. Right. If it was hot, if it were to get warm,
right,
then the cases would drop because the airborne cases of it would drop severely because it would die with the hot weather. So being in the heat is not good for the virus. It's good for us, the heat.
So we need global warming. Start spraying your aerosol cans and driving
around. I would have thought that the cold weather and the rain would keep it from
viruses thrive in the cold. That's why you got to heat things up and keep things at certain temperatures until it cools. Then you got to keep it at a lower temperature.
The hospitals cold and shit like that.
In jails,
yeah.
That's what the. The theories are.
They lied to you, brother.
Sterile cold.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be above a certain temperature or completely below a temperature, so it might be more cost-effective to keep it towards one versus the other. It might be cost-effective to keep it colder than warmer. Mm. But
that's what they said, like in the holding tank, that's what the rumors that it was like. That's why the holding tank's always so damn cold and shit, because certain bacteria or something that can't survive.
Right.
A certain temperature.
Certain things. So maybe the things that survive at the lower temperatures or at the higher temperatures are worse than the things at the lower temperatures.
There's going to be somebody with some dumbass logic that's going to be like, well, if I get butt naked and freeze, the corona won't survive. Huh. I can't get it. I don't have no jacket on.
It's always going to be somebody that's going to take it to the extreme. Either one way or the other, it's going to be somebody that's going to go overboard with it and go all out and have the rubber gloves. And
so who thinks coronavirus is a bioweapon? Well, the internet was brimming with conspiracies about the coronavirus, and perhaps one of the most prominent ones was the virus could be a bioweapon.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
According to an ET Prime report, a group of Chinese scientists in Canada were accused of spying and were stripped of their access to the Canada's National Microbiology Lab, which is also known as the NML, which is known to work on some of the most deadly pathogens.
Okay.
The alleged policy breach highlighted the bioweapon program of other countries, including China. Dr. Francis Boyle, the creator of Bioweapons Are Act, also claims that the coronavirus is an offensive biological warfare weapon with DNA genetic engineering. Again, the claims about coronavirus being a biological weapon are unsustained. Nah, so what do y'all think?
I don't, whether it's a weapon or not, it's here.
That's
like,
true.
Like, it don't matter if they shot it off in a missile and it got here. If they put it in food and it's here, So, like, how are you going to deal with it now? How is it affecting you? How are we going to deal with it? Like,
let me tell you what I think.
As the masses of people, how are you going to let it affect you? Are you going to be the one that's going to wrap up and plastic and rubber gloves and mask or
head
or,
down to Costco,
right? Or are you gonna be the one that's just gonna totally ignore it and be like, oh, this is some bullshit, you know, it's not affecting me, it hasn't gotten near me? Or are you gonna be logical about it and be concerned but not let it overwhelm you? You know what I'm saying? You gotta still live your life and you still gotta do what you got to do, but you got to be smarter about it. And that's the thing. That's how you weed out certain people right there. It's just their acts, the reaction. A lot of this is the reaction of people. If certain people don't react a certain way, and if the masses of people don't react a certain way, then it becomes, is it effective? Whether or not it's a weapon, whether or not it was an accident, whether or not it came from another country, it's here. Like I said, it's here.
Let me tell you what I think. Also, like, you know, pothead theory shit. So, I mean, what if this shit, right? We're going to play the what if game. Like, what if, this is what I was thinking randomly. Like, what if this shit was, this is like some new psychology, like psychological, like warfare, like strategy tactic. Like, instead of just going to war with the, like, this shit was created to wipe us out from whoever or whatever. Instead of doing it the old school way where we just shoot it out and go into war, like, this was designed that we're gonna just take each other out without nobody losing numbers on the other side, whoever that other side may be, that they don't lose nothing. We just lose one by one. We're going down 2x2, 4x4 at a rapid rate. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know, like, where, whatever, but I just thought that what if this was like a new war weapon, whether that's biological, whatever the fuck, how it is, bioweapon, like, it's just like, it's just designed for us to go down.
It's another form of weapon.
Right.
They've always had weapons.
They always talked about it, we've never seen it.
There's always been weapons.
There's always been talks, but we've never seen them.
It's always been something. This here is just something else. This is something new that has already been here before, but it has a new face and a new name to it now. You see what I'm saying? It's new. It's new to the people who are new to shit the earth.
So has there,
I mean, like, look, so think about it.
A different name.
Like, we haven't had anything like this.
That's what I'm saying.
As far as the reaction.
But the numbers, though. Like, how many, what was killing people across the world where everybody had to pay attention?
I don't know. You can look it up.
The Spanish flu or something.
You can look it up. Yeah. I'm sure whatever it was that had it. A physical impact, you can look it up, but the reaction, look at the reaction that's going on right now. The people are reacting a certain way in a different way, and a lot of the people are people that are in different generations. Every generation is reacting different to this shit, if you look at it. The millennials, the people that are older than us, and then you have the people that are in our age range that are like, shit. Okay,
how much do you feel is propaganda then?
Well, look, if the last pandemic, like a flu or something, happened like in 1917 or whatever the last one was, there was no internet back then. All they have was fucking newspapers. And then before that,
so you couldn't
really
know the real numbers.
Right. Right now, we have instant numbers. We have this, and this. We have theories. We have fake news. We got real fake news. It is very different right now, no matter what.
Absolutely.
The intensity levels are high.
Right. So, I mean, there's so many things and so many ways to look at it, and maybe it was a weapon and it went wrong, or maybe this was the experiment and what it was supposed to do, you know. And then, like, you know, let's say it's only killing old people, okay? Let's say it's only killing. Let me go way far with a weird conspiracy.
Go right ahead.
Let me go. let me take you guys on a journey. It's only killing old people, based on the flu shot or whatever it is that these old people have been given in their generation that a different generation did not get. These are generational wealth people that are old in their 90s, 80s, 90s that have money and have life plans and money owed to them when they pass away, and they're very wealthy, right? Okay, let's say they got these insurances and these things, like life insurances and things that they've paid into their whole life, okay? We are not under regular law. You die under martial law or some other rules in place from some pandemic that's abnormal, and it doesn't qualify under your life insurance policy and plan, and you don't get what you're fucking owed to or all the money that you get. Whatever, you get this plane off, here's your 20 G's or your only what you put into it, because it was an anomaly. It was an anomaly that you couldn't be insured for.
Right.
And they couldn't take in an effect that you were going to get this pandemic sickness and die from it. And now all these millions of millionaires and their things don't have to be paid out. You get this lump sum like, sorry, bitch, take that and kick rocks.
Right. Let me throw a question out there.
And now that turns over the somewhat of the U.S. debt of economy of old people that were super wealthy if old people die from this, like, and they were wealthy or some things like that. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's if it's only old.
Do you think that there's something that they're not telling
I'm
us?
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing
shit. Redistribution of wealth.
I'm throwing shit on the wall. This is real fake news, my nigga.
They're not telling us.
This is real fake news. I'm just throwing shit on the
wall. Do you agree, Clee?
What?
I said, do you believe that there... Do you think that there's something, like, major, like, that they're not telling us?
There's always something major that they're not telling us.
Yeah, are you on the same train, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, then we're all aboard on the same hype, then.
So yeah. So whatever we know, we're not even nearly close to what actual danger is because they never tell us what actual danger is.
For sure, they modify everything.
By the time they tell us, it was worse than what they actually tell us, and they've already are trying to deal with that before they tell us. They're never going to put us in the actual know.
They tell us what shit comes out.
Unless it was publicly recorded somehow, and they can't stop it.
Shit comes out.
That's the only time
they tell us
in the know.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I agree.
So you never know.
On a side note, off the conspiracy theories, Al Jazeera News today posted they said the Iran leader refused U.S. help. He said that he believed that the coronavirus was a man-made...
I believe
by the U.S. government. Yeah, and they quoted him saying, possibly your medicine is a way to spread the virus more. So the leader of Iran will not accept U.S. help or medicine because he thinks that they're going to poison the medicine with more of it, and he thinks that they created it. That is a true news story from Al Jazeera News.
Well, it's got to be man-made.
That's the same thing.
What's out there that's natural that man puts his hands in and then becomes poison? It's so much. You have a pill that's supposed to heal you for this, but then give you 8 other side effects, right? Because man has put his hands in it. Man has touched it.
May cause suicide.
Come on now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, So once man starts putting his hand in the shit, that's where it all starts fucking up. And man has put this shit out somehow, some way. Again, there's something else out there. Like I said, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. It's happened.
It's just on a newer level.
It's on another level because of the generation and the technology and the social platforms that we have with it. That's all they're talking about. This shit is just as big as when Biggie and Tupac got into it.
So the problem is the problem is gonna come when they force us to now get a shot so that this
doesn't
spread.
They're gonna
come
at the door.
They're gonna come.
Hey, it's time for your shot.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where the problem lies, though. I'm serious. That's where the problem lies. They're going to try to force us all to take the shot.
Right.
No,
that's where the problem lies.
Think about when you go to jail. Try to go to jail and not take the fucking TB shot that they mandated. You can't even get your bed or
you'll get to a place where you don't have your rights.
They make you take a shot. So I know that they gonna make us take, and that's the only way I think that we're to really get rid of something. You have to truly, truly quarantine everybody. Get on the same goddamn page, and that's gonna be really, really hard. But this is the closest that we got where I'm actually going out to see motherfuckers with masks on and gloves on. But still, everybody ain't on the same page, but still, it's a lot to do. Like, you know what I mean? But the shots is coming. It's going to be a knock at the door.
If you sent out kits to everybody's house and said, take this and do 1, 2, 3 steps and you'll be fine, how many people do you think are going to do that?
Nah, I think they're gonna none. Well, not everybody.
I might have to take.
But that's why, I think there's going to be conspiracy theorists who are going to believe something's wrong with that.
That's why they just sent out the census. So they know exactly how many people are.
If it comes to this,
that's why they're going to come to the door, so now they knock on it,
and if you don't take this shot, you're going into this.
We're coming up with way better conspiracy theories than the internet.
It's wherever they go. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come. You can take this shot, or you're going into this Corona paddy wagon, piled on top of each other, and wherever they go,
FEMA wagon.
So it's either you with us with this shot, and now people. I mean, there's people who feel different ways about the shot. You know what I mean? There's people who never took the shot that never got the flu. There's people who took the free flu shot.
I'm one of them. So I've never fucked around. I think my mom made me get a flu shot once when I was a kid. After that, I never got another flu shot.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
I've had two. I had one as a child that my mom made me get when I was in school.
Yeah.
And one as an adult, and I got sicker than I ever got in my life, and I never took another one, and I never will.
Right. I've never.
So this is what it's going to come down to. Right. You're going to have to live on this side or that side of the fence when it comes down to that part of the world falling apart.
And that's what I mean. That's what it boils down to, is the reactions. Like if we would have already been as one, the reaction to this shit wouldn't be the way it is. You see what I'm saying? We would have reacted, and I don't mean, and when I say we, I mean people, the governments, the political parties, the races, like everybody. If we would have been together, more cohesive, and I'm not saying everybody, but the majority of the people. The reactions to this shit would be different, because this is a new generation, and it's a new generation of disease that's out there. Think about when AIDS came out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Look at when AIDS first hit. They were talking about only certain people got it, and then Magic Johnson got it. It was like, oh shit, how Magic get it? We know how Magic got it, but the question is, how's Magic staying alive and
so
healthy?
Look, here's a, you know what I'm saying? Here's a comment.
Like they
that nigga's John Travolta swag is on 12.
Have you heard the theory that Magic was paid or like chosen to be the face of it? Like, as far as like, look, you can have it and still live life. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you could have it and come out, and everything will still be okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've heard that. And then recently,
do I think Magic Johnson has profited off of having HIV?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, I do.
For sure. So I've actually just heard that some people actually believe that Idris Elba was paid or like to be like, you know what I mean? I don't just say, not to say the face of Corona, but go out like, hey, you know what I mean? You can have it and have no symptoms, and I feel fine. Right? That's what he said.
Right. That sounds like what people would say about AIDS back in the day, right?
Like, no that's symptoms.
Right. That was pretty dope. Right. That was pretty dope, Sam. For
right.
Real.
Right.
That's real shit.
The bottom line is, if it's real, right? So people are getting it, and people are dying from it. But it's no different than, like I said, look up whatever. I can't sit here and tell you all the names of the diseases that have been here throughout the years and all the things that have killed people. But I mean, this is something that we have to react the right way to.
Do you feel like this is the beginning of the end? Do any of y'all feel like this is the beginning of the end?
No.
The Black Plague might have felt like that, so this could be coming close to that.
It's the beginning of a change, but it's not the beginning of the end.
Thank you. It's the beginning to the end of something, but the beginning of something else.
But it's not.
But what that is, we don't know. Right. You see, that's where that fine line of concern and fear comes into it. And you have to know that you can't ride that side of fear, because once you start fearing things, you start reacting and doing things differently
out of fear.
For sure. And then you start living a different way. And that's what they want you to do, whoever they is. You know what I'm saying?
Them. Oh, yeah.
But, That's what they want you to do. Because, see, this isn't a black or a white thing. It's not a black or a white thing. It's not a Hispanic or a Asian
that's
thing.
It's a life or death
thing. It's a life and death thing. It's a lifestyle thing. That's what they're trying to make it. They're trying to make it a new lifestyle thing to where they want certain people to live a certain type of way.
Man, pretty much, man, what this shit boils down to is wash your hands or you will die.
For 20 seconds.
Wash your hands or you will die, man. Practice cleanliness. Damn.
Do you think the people who have gotten it weren't clean?
Nah, man. I don't think, nah. Like, nah, I feel like it's just regular people. Whether they're like regular hygiene, like, you know what I mean? They all could have had the same hygiene. Yeah, clean motherfuckers, dirty motherfuckers, young, old. Healthy people. I feel like there's a lot of healthy people.
The next conspiracy theory was if it was in the fish market. Clee, you got that up there?
Man, if you ask me about the fish market. Because anything can be in the fish market. Anything could be in a fish.
They tied it in with something with Wuhan closing their fish market. I mean,
that's one thing on Earth that we've never fully, to me, it seems like we found out more information about outer space than we have about underwater in the ocean. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Right. There's places that we've gone to on outer space that we can't even get to underwater.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So what's really, then you like me personally. I've never really liked seafood. It's just me. It's just the texture of it.
I love seafood.
I've never really liked seafood.
So when you think about it, these certain fishes and stuff that's under there. Because I went to Hawaii one time and I snorkeled and I looked under there and I saw some amazing creatures that I've never seen in my life. Uh-huh. And then you watch the Discovery Channel and you see certain things, Shark Week and all this shit. And you see all these fishes underneath there. Like, what the fuck is that?
I think Z ordered something though. Z made a good point. Like, hey. I've never heard them talk and like really question about they talk about outer space, and I was just watching some shit about the rings on Saturn and all this other shit, right? But niggas they don't know how this boat went in the Titanic or this in the ocean. There's hella questions about the sea. But right. I haven't heard a lot of questions about right. other shit. About the space. It's the always Bermuda like factual triangle. How they talk. Right. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So right. like I've never heard that was presented beautiful. Like that. That was yeah, that's a good point, shit. Z.
Yeah.
Like, something to pick the brain real quick.
That I don't fuck around
because I don't question like the chicken of the sea, the tuna from the can or the right. pack. I don't question this shit. And I didn't know that there was a lot of questions about the shit.
It's always questions. It's going to be questions. We're going to die with questions not answered. If we're blessed to see our 70s and 80s, 90 years old, we'll have a lifetime. Like when we make it through this shit and we're old and we're talking to our grandkids and our great-grandkids and then we die, there's still going to be questions we will not have answered.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
This might be one of them.
But you're wise enough to know, right, that there's questions that need that's not answered because there's people who, you know, once you think you know everything, you can no longer learn.
And you know what I'm saying?
So some people don't have questions.
Right. But once you know, you can't go back. Because, see, once you find out certain information about certain things, you can't take that back. It's like you can't unknow, especially the truth.
So once you know something, what are you going to do with that information?
Exactly.
Got it.
You see what I'm saying? And especially the truth. And the truth, and that makes it harder to hold on and to grasp when it's the truth. Because we can find out a lot of information about BS and bullshit. But when you find out the truth about some real shit and you're conflicted with, okay, now what do I do with this truth that I have? You know what I'm saying? I can't go back. When I find out that the way I've been doing this and the way I've been doing that is wrong. I can't go back to fuck. But if I stop doing that, then that means I'm cutting off so and so and so and so, and that means I can't do this no more and I can't do that no more. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So now I know. Right. So I'm conflicted. Do right. I do the right thing, which is the truth in it?
Right.
Or do I just keep, like, fuck it, I'm going to just keep on keeping on.
This nigga's cooking.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah, let him talk, man. And
that's what I'm saying when it boils down to our reaction of this shit.
Yeah.
This is, okay, what are the people going to do? If we tell them this, how are they going to react to this?
Right.
That's why I wanted to ask.
If we tell them there's no more toilet paper, then they'll line up outside of Costco at 5 o'clock when Costco opens at 9.
Yeah. And so this is what I'm...
You know what I'm saying?
I'm forced.
But you can go around the corner to the regular ass store and there's toilet paper on the shelf. Like they've got you brainwashed.
At the liquor store.
They're brainwashing it and think that Costco's the only place that sells things.
They're going to the stores and they're restocking the stores at a certain time on certain days. And now they're talking about putting military people out there to monitor this shit, right?
And regulate it, right?
So, right? And this is what I'm talking about. Like, you got people... I went to the store the other day just to go to the grocery store because I needed something for my dinner.
And what happened?
You see what I'm saying? And the grocery store, certain aisles and certain... Shelves were bare.
You just saw shelves.
All the perishables were gone.
Yeah.
Things that are going to go bad within days. I went up the bean aisle with the canned goods.
Yeah.
Most of that shit was still fucking there.
Yeah.
Dummies.
Right.
Yeah. Dummies. If you so worried about not having no food, why you didn't stock up on beans?
Yeah.
Soups.
Right.
You went and got breads. All the fucking bread was gone. All the shit that's going to mold up.
Some people bought what they saw.
All the shit. Like, how many people got...
There's nowhere to go to
some
eat.
Some people bought what they saw other people buy.
Like, exactly. Like, and where are you going to store all this shit? Like, the ice... You need ice. Like, come on. You don't have coolers. How many people got extra refrigerators and coolers and shit? Not everybody blessed with that shit.
But
you know what I'm saying?
What you possess, not everyone has, man.
That's what I just...
Because there's people. Look,
are y'all pointing at me?
No, I've seen people split. I've seen people split down the middle. I've seen the community split where, like, some people question buying toilet paper, other people understand.
If it comes down to it, I can get up from my toilet and go in the shower and wash my ass. Facts. You see what I'm saying?
Wash your ass.
WYA.
Like, come on. Let's be honest. Let's be real. Like, what do we really need? What do you really need?
Right. See,
I went and got everything I needed from Walmart.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we went grocery shopping. We did our normal grocery shopping. Did we stock up on some extra this and that? Yes, we did.
I bought a sleeping bag.
Oh,
and a knife.
Some
survival gear and a pack.
And you know what? And that's funny you said that because you said you went to get a knife and I had to...
A machete.
I had to think about...
Beef it up.
What type of protection I had in my house.
Right.
And the type of protection I had in my house, I was thinking to myself, it's not enough.
Yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard.
I want some more, right?
Yeah. Yes,
I need some better protection.
Yeah.
Knowing that... Shit, I can't even go to the fucking store and get eggs and bread right now.
Gun stores are closed.
So how the fuck am I going to get a gun or even ammo?
You
so
can't, because there's a new hold on it, too.
This is my theory, right?
Hella people went to the gun store.
Like, they make it in this country, and let's start with our rights. You have a right to bear arms.
Right.
As a human being in America, as an adult in America, you have a right to protect your family and hold down your fort, and you know, to protect your stand for your protect yours, right?
Unless you're an ex-felon in California.
So let me slow walk them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So until you catch one felony, right? You whatever it may be, right? One felony, you no longer have that right. Like, we're not talking about
life.
you just suspending your driving privileges. We're talking about, like, to protect yourself or your and your family, you can no longer have that right. Now, I feel like they strip us of that, right? I feel like the laws were designed to affect, some of these laws were designed to affect a certain demographic of people, so certain people struggle with it, right? Or certain communities. So when you lose that, I feel like that just, they strip one more person, that's one less person on the street who can legally have a gun. You can find other means of getting it, but you legally cannot possess a gun, right? So okay. For what, right? So for when we go, if we ever do come to martial law, right? And it's us against them.
We're
fucked. How many of us are stripped of it naturally without
going? I was just about to say how we can't get
the whole point. Why you were saying
we can't get guns now? Not, and I don't mean now because of the situation we're in. I'm just talking about in life general. Think back on our fathers and our grandfathers, and I'm saying this as far as being a black man. Okay. We couldn't bear arms then. When we did, it was wrong. Huey Newton and them with the Black Panthers was the last of it. And look what happened to them. But, and after that, we've never seen me personally as a black man. I've never been able to just bear arms.
Well, because we're scared. Like, we're always naturally, like, well, like, look, to for
that's
like,
not saying I've never bared arms.
No. Okay? But we're scared as a people, like sometimes as a people, we're scared. They got us spooked out here in America. You go to other countries, them niggas riot against the police. Europe and Italy, like, them motherfuckers will flip a cop car, throw a Molotov, and burn that bitch down. And we've all seen that shit, right? On the news or whatever. Right. Here, right. We will go against each other with lethal force, but we will never go against the machine, the agenda, or the people right. who are against us like right. that, right? We're quick to, like, if, you know what I'm saying? If somebody, a black man kill another black man, we'll go riot on that. But if a cop kill a black man, we're protesting, though. We all seen that shit. We're scared.
I would say
we don't apply that same pressure.
I would say it's a California issue, though. Like, this isn't an issue in New York. If you catch a felony in New York, once you finish and get off probation or parole, you have the right to own a handgun or a rifle, shotgun, assault rifle, anything. In New Mexico, in Arizona, I've looked at the states because right. I'm like, why can't right. I
but they don't
fucking
tell you these things.
California strips right. you of your constitutional right you for the rest things, of your fucking life your when you life, catch a
California,
felony.
Yes.
So I think it's a issue for us.
I feel like they do that for a reason, bro. I feel like it's a strip us of the shit, period, man. Because there's other things you can take away.
When did they do that? You got to look at the year when they did that.
They start doing that. You got to think back. See,
the 60s.
Let me say my conspiracy theory on this shit, or at least part of it.
Speak on it.
Okay, because when drugs came into the communities, That's a virus in itself right there. Crack, the drug epidemic, that's an illness within itself that fucked up all kind of lives, thousands of lives. You see what I'm saying? And people were dying and being killed for this shit daily. You see what I'm saying? That was a virus in itself. And then you start killing all these people, and then you start putting all these people in jail because of the shit that, like, okay, where did the drugs come from?
Yeah, the niggas don't
like, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, no boats, like, no planes,
like,
no
like,
trains.
Where did
CIA.
They,
so look, you want to come deeper.
Let's go deeper.
Drug wars.
So when they put the drugs in and then it starts killing us that way, and then we start killing each other, so now we can lock these people up. And then these people that are put away for certain amount of years, all these years, when they come out, we tag them and we label them a convict and a felon and this and that, and we make sure that they don't have no rights
ever again
to do this or to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's where it starts.
So look, hey,
a lot of the shit starts.
I believe that that's why the shit was called the projects, right? Because they took people and created an environment and to see how these people would turn out if they were put into this fucked up environment. And,
it's like the flooded, little white mouse.
Flooded with guns, flooded with drugs, and see what happened. And what happened? Motherfuckers came out and started selling the dope and making the money, and then they created the laws to fucking lock us up. Right. They wanted us to all be on dope.
Yeah,
and they all wanted us to all get fucked up, and a lot it fucked up a lot of us. But a lot of them. But check it out.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. We start selling it and making money off of it
because we were the project.
And when the ones that were smart enough and strong enough not to get addicted by that shit and was like, okay, I'm gonna flip this shit, right? So now we're flipping this
shit. Here come the laws.
And here comes the money. You know, here comes the money. Yeah. The money. Okay?
Yeah.
So now they say they're making money off of this shit. We can't go in there and make the money that they're making off of. So we're going to allow certain motherfuckers to continue to make money. Because if they wanted to shut that shit down when they started it, they could have.
Mm-hmm.
Simple and plain, they could have.
Yeah.
Right? Look what they're doing now. Imagine what they could have done back then. They had more control then. We have more control now than we had back then. So if they wanted to stop that shit, they could have stopped that shit easily. But they said, "Hey, there's money to be made." Same thing. Let's jump forward to now, or when they start making weed illegal. They was like, wait a minute, there's so much money being made.
That's why that shit got legalized now. Quick. Not for us. For the revenue.
Exactly.
Because
I didn't realize that until after. Alcohol, until after tobacco.
Voted and all that other shit.
Prohibition.
Come on, dude.
Because think about it. I've never been scared to smoke and drive in my car until after it got legalized. Because why? It is now a DUI.
Right.
When it was illegal, it was no problem.
Right.
You didn't. Right. But now that it's legal,
right,
nigga,
they're trying to make tests for it and all kinds of shit.
They have to, because how can you can't pull somebody over and say, oh, you've been smoking, so I need to test you. What's the test gonna be to see if I'm past the limit? You know what I'm saying? What's the limit? I don't know. What's the limit?
I can say that I've been high as fuck driving, and I feel like that it does not affect certain parts of your brain, and like my brain just takes over, and I just can get from point A to point B easily. No problem. I feel I drive better high.
Because sometimes it makes you focus better.
Exactly. I have ADHD.
You're focusing.
I have a diagnosis, so it does help me focus.
I mean, damn. And...
Hey, I wanted to say back what you were saying. Yep. All right. Stripping everybody of their rights from the mass incarceration, the next step, the mass supervision. That's where that's where they got everybody at. They still got everybody's rights all locked up. They still can do whatever they want to us.
It's called probation, parole.
Yep. Even after you get off of, I've been off of parole for 7 years after 4 prison terms, and I still can't own a gun or anything in California.
So
I'm not a full man.
Can you vote?
I can vote. I voted. Okay. I've been voting since I was off parole.
Let me say this, but like in other states, that shit expires and you can own a gun in other states.
Yep. Once you get off probation,
but then like in places like Arizona and Texas and things, they got those open carry laws and things like that. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more strapped people there.
Yeah.
I don't understand how ours is so tightened and theirs is so loosened, because out there you're expecting the other person to have.
Do you a gun? Do you believe that the gang problems affected that shit, that decision out here?
Yes, because L.A.
I've never thought this before in my life. I've never presented that question.
Gangs in L.A. were on a way different level.
Because I'm like, because it's respected and expected.
The things don't get reported in small towns. Small towns, it goes down. It goes down heavily and in a major way in small towns. Don't get small towns fucked up, because I'm from, my family's from.
They could take your head off in Nebraska.
Arkansas, Iowa, all kinds of different places. Like, don't get that part fucked up. They're actually more niggas are strapped out there than here. Everywhere I've ever gone, I've gone, when I go fuck with my people in Seattle,
the smaller the town, the heavier the fucking.
It doesn't matter where I go. Everywhere I go, everybody.
Because it's not, you're not gonna get in much trouble there.
If I had my gun rights, I'd be collecting guns. I fucking love guns. But I don't, so I can't. I can't live that lifestyle.
Yeah, well,
I feel like that's now. If I had a collection of guns,
I lost mine very early. But
I've lived in Arizona, and everybody's strapped out there. As soon as you turn 18, before you turn 18, you're already learning how to shoot a gun.
Yeah.
But by the time you're 18 and you're able to carry one, you're carrying one. I've seen kids on skateboards. Dude be like 18, 19 on skateboards with a Glock on his head. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real.
There's no playing going on in other places, but like people from here get it fucked up. You go out of town with a bad attitude or whatever, and you don't know other places are just as real or real in their own way. And it's like, it's blown out of context how you think. Like some people think that everybody from California is from Compton, or everybody from California is from LA. Like you know, some people's mentality or certain thing, and they think that certain things happen.
Right.
But like, there's all types of different areas, and all types of places are real. Right. Like there's real everywhere. Real is real. Period. Fake is fuck, and real is real, and real is everywhere.
There's gonna be a good area and a bad area, no matter where you go.
Right, absolutely. Right. No, and then you're going to find the realest of the realest in every situation.
You're right.
Because the ecosystem, somebody's got to play that role.
Yeah, you can't sleep on any city.
No. Right,
absolutely.
No.
Only a fool.
So when you go out of town and you act like you normally act, you're standing out so bad, like, you know what I'm saying?
And see, to get back to one of the topics, which was this coronavirus, see, that's where it's affecting us differently now, because before, only certain people got certain things and died. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is affecting everybody.
Yep.
Rich, famous, athletes.
Yeah.
Normal people.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
Politicians.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Has it affected anybody that you know, or anybody that you know, like as a third party that got it? Like, somebody in my job got it, and my coworker's next door neighbor got it. That's how close it got to me. Have y'all came across that it was pretty close to y'all?
Knock on wood.
So,
knock on the mic, too.
Knock on the mic.
The only thing I had heard of was like a client that came into the office where I was at. Her husband had been working around someone that had it or had got it, so he might have been exposed to it, but that might have been before she came to see, or after she came to see us, or whatever. It's unknown, but that was the closest of that nature. I don't know if anybody else or any other thing. So for me, it hadn't personally hit as real as it is, because as much as I hear and I hear and I hear, none of those people have said, fuck, that's my relative, such and such. And I don't know of any cases. Thank God, you know, thank the Lord, you know. And I, you know, in respect to those families who've had people that pass, my condolences and stuff. But,
facts.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I haven't personally heard of anything affecting my world in any such way, you know. But I've had people go down with a cold or get the flu and recover from the flu.
The crazy.
And maybe were not tested for what type of flu they had, but everybody I've known, you know.
I had a close contact.
Tell us about it.
I was talking to this girl.
Were you licking her toes, bro?
Not yet. So
Like a foot lover.
So I was talking to her on the dating app. I was talking to her on the dating app.
Woo socks Plus. While the bitch is asleep.
Woo Plus is the plus size girl dating app. What? You can't get on it unless you got on it already. It's really hard to get on.
What'd you say?
It's called Woo Plus. It's plus size girls. Plus? Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I was talking to her on there, and I've been talking to her. She works at a hospital in Berkeley,
yeah.
And she said that she got exposed,
yeah.
Or somebody like her roommate, her coworker, and her, they like got exposed, but they all got tested and they don't have it.
Yeah.
That's the closest I've gotten. Yeah. I did not make the date. We were supposed to meet that weekend and I called it off.
Oh yeah, as you should.
I don't even trust the test, so sure. I'm not messing with her.
Man, we are living in an era where it is
motherfuckers. The flu, she's got the flu.
If there was a motherfuckers,
if there was ever, this is foul. If there was ever an excuse and a reason to fuck a bitch without kissing her, you got it, buddy. You got it.
That is a great line. I'm going to use that one.
Hey, this is the one time
you
where
you got it, buddy.
You can get all you
put
can
put your mask
you
on.
All
you can,
that
you can,
on.
You can get away with not hugging your mother right now.
Put the mask and gloves on.
Yeah. You got it, buddy.
Put on the proper.
Hey, we got
PPE.
A couple of questions from the live.
Oh, all right. Sure.
I got Isaac over here. He said, "Tell them Fulios." I said, "What's up?" He said, "Tell Clee he has cooties." Tell Price, Shantae said to come home. And then we got someone saying, "Tell Clee his tricycle is not working," but it's actually, I seen it in route.
His tricycle.
That nigga called it a tricycle.
My bike got
you
knocked over.
You
gotta
put some respect on your Batmobile, man.
Sam flipped my bike over in the driveway.
So anyway,
those are questions
like,
from the live.
So the basketball shit, how that all shit got shut down was
serious.
Rudy Gobert was talking that shit like, "Oh, coronavirus," and he touched a bunch of microphones.
That's how he
shit.
Got it. Dumbass, he like, was touching all the mics. That's how he got it.
Whatever, and he was the first person to come down with it like a dummy. Like less than a week later, and he
looked
stupid.
Like an idiot.
And then he gave it to his teammate.
Had the tables turned around.
And then he apologized.
And then the funniest meme ever is like Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year, single-handedly shut down the whole NBA. Fucking funniest meme ever. It was hella funny, nigga.
Single-handedly.
Yeah. Single-handedly.
Single-handedly. That's hilarious.
But yeah, this shit's real. They cancel sports. Considering even playing them with no crowd, that would just be crazy. That would just be like insane. Like,
when
you
smart.
Think about how much money was lost, though, all over the board. Vegas betting, NCAA entirely shut down.
They can afford it.
Like,
they can afford it.
Nah, everybody's taking a super hit.
Super hit. Super hit. Everybody's taking a super hit except who? That's the big question.
Purell, Charmin,
we say all that.
We got stimulus checks coming.
But I mean
what are you talking about? Who's taking the hit?
Who's winning off of this?
Well, the companies that profit off of this hygiene products, I guess, and food. Walmart, Safeway, whatever, all the stores that have shelves.
That's who we can see. This is where I get in trouble. That's who we can see who's profiting off of this. I mean, who's behind the curtains?
So the deeper
who's behind the scenes?
Or that's just speculate. Now that's what I was talking about could be
I'm just asking.
Hold on, let me figure it out. I was gonna say, man, it could be defended with facts and shit and stats and shit, but like when we talk about speculation, we can speculate on who we think is profited behind the scenes on it.
It was just a thought.
It's a question that with no solid answer. It's all speculation.
Anyway, okay, so to go off of that but kind of change the mood of that. The stocks that would be in effect right now would be grocery stores, health products, home delivery. If you can get a job doing Uber Eats and those type of things, you're going to win. They're going to have all that kind of stuff from CVS and all that kind of thing. If you want to invest in something, invest in Peloton. Invest in fucking exercise company, home exercise and home whatever shit.
Peloton?
Yeah, you Why? Fucking fool. Because it's home exercise.
Have you seen the gym. The Peloton, the mirror?
Yeah, it's a mirror. It's like a
home exercise. I got you. It's like a
70-foot fucking iPad that watches you, and you watch people exercise.
That's genius.
And you're going downhill watching it, like with a group of people.
Invest in home exercise. Yeah. That's genius. Invest, Peloton.
Invest in like fucking
smart.
Invest in these certain things because certain once this shit's over, the toilet papers and those temporary things, those are gonna go down. This home gym and home, like, things that you can do from home and home video and all this shit, invest in all those types of things.
Oh, fuck, though.
Right. If you got money to invest.
We're going
to
be in VR.
When this shit is over, it's going to be like, there's going to be a lot of people that are still going to stick to the in-house shit. Like Clee just said, there's going to be certain things you need to invest in. Because it's going to be an in-house thing that's going to make you more comfortable to be in home, in your house. And then when they say, the coast is clear, then
you got to move your money.
Then you're going to have to move your money. And then all of a sudden, watch all these new products and new ideas
pop up
and be born.
For that happening again.
Right.
Everything to prevent.
And then and new ways to do enjoy life and even getting out and doing it again. Like they gonna make rock climbing seem like it's the best thing in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Because they got to get all their customers back.
Right.
Everybody needs to get their...
Ride motorcycles.
Back. Right. You see, exactly. Watch. Harley's going to put out a new line.
Of masks.
Imagine masks from now on are going to be something to invest in companies. Yep. Like the technology.
Look how the tables are turned around. Remember how motherfuckers used to always crack jokes with the motherfuckers who would have them, like the we used to call the SARS shit. Mask or some shit.
Look at this dumbass nigga.
The mask.
Look at the smartest nigga that was on the street.
Where'd you get that?
Now we
look at
the
smartest Chinaman on the street that had the face mask and the gloves.
Now think about all the jokes the motherfuckers that had.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ha ha, motherfuckers.
Now you have masks. Mask too.
You have mask too.
Motherfucker,
you die.
Right now we all got
gonna
shit.
Die. Yeah. Ha ha, motherfucker.
Now motherfuckers walking around dressed like an astronaut and shit, the hazmat suit on and helmet. Like goddamn,
that's regular life, baby.
Nigga, I've seen motherfuckers with the mask. Let's talk about.
They gonna Bluetooth their helmets together. And
let's
play
going out
blue
for supplies.
Gets red.
Let's talk about smart dumb motherfuckers. So, like, the motherfuckers with the mask with no gloves on and shit. Like, you're going to touch your face, motherfucker. Like, it's only...
You got to take the mask off, you idiot.
You know, motherfuckers is buying all the food and toilet papers, but niggas ain't nobody buying condoms. Like, so you're going to catch another disease. You're going to dodge one, duck one, and hit the, you know what I'm saying, land another one.
I hear you can get it through your eyes also.
The eye ducts, your tear ducts.
Everything.
Touching your face is the worst thing.
Everything. That's what they emphasize, man. It's the hands, and the hands touch everything. You know what I've heard addressed on another podcast, but no one is talking about it on media or nothing. Everybody's talking about washing your hands and not touching your face and all the cleanliness and hygiene. But what? Nobody's saying nothing about the money. Everybody,
they said,
you could share.
They said money was transferring it, but everybody made a bunch
because it's on the money.
They said the money was transferring it, and everybody made a bunch of jokes like send your bills to me and this and that, and then they ha ha'd it away. They ha ha and they ask like whatever. So,
okay, but
use your card whenever possible.
Use your card, but that's
good because they need to hear this.
But money has already, they've already started the process of trying to wean money out and cash out. They used to make a joke about it, about one day
the dollar,
you know,
shit.
The dollar, you're gonna see dollar bills on the street, on the curb, and you're gonna walk past them. They're not gonna mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Like imagine that though. Imagine if they got us scared.
If cryptocurrency wouldn't have been a fucking pyramid scheme, it wouldn't have done it.
Hey,
Bitcoin.
How many does everybody have a bank account?
Yes,
I have a Chime account.
I'm not asking about in here in this room. I'm talking about everybody in general.
No.
A lot of people still use cash. A lot of people, to make their world go round, use cash.
Yeah.
So what if they start saying, we're not accepting any cash anymore? Think about it. Because you can't even touch it. It can't even be, not even if you print the new ones, because you're going to touch the new ones. Okay, me and Clee went to the Warrior game, and I had to use a debit card, an ATM card,
to purchase
something with a chip. I tried to use the one that swiped, and it didn't work. I had to have a chip. Mm-hmm. So just think, if I didn't have another card with a chip, I wouldn't have ate
nothing.
Right. So think about the people who's dealing with cash right now.
Right.
Everything cash. Now, what if they said, you touching this cash is going to spread. You can't have cash. Sure. We're not accepting cash. You can come in our store and purchase something, but it better be with a debit card.
With a chip.
A chip. Something that the government gave you that we don't even have to touch.
You're going to have to conform.
They deem that illegal.
We only
in
take
California.
Doritos, bitch.
Motherfuckers are going to have to conform.
They deem that illegal in California.
What they say?
When Doritos lays.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do it.
Hold on. They already did that in California. Amazon tried to have that Amazon store where you could only have, you could only walk in and use your Amazon
account.
You know, yeah, whatever. And you needed a debit card specifically, and they said that you can't do that because there's people that, you know, need to be able to buy things that don't have debit cards, and it's not fair to them.
Hmm.
People of lower socioeconomic
status. It's not fair.
So make them walk in and buy a gift card.
Right.
Things could change now.
It's not fair.
Make them walk in and buy a gift card.
I don't think they care about fair now.
That's what I was about to say.
The gift card's reusable, and you can no longer use cash. You're out of there. Boom.
Dude, hey, fair, what happens? I'm
fair,
telling you, this.
Fair don't come into play.
Every time you get cash, you got to reload.
Switch this and convert this money thing, or if you want to buy this, you got to buy with this. Look, we're gonna do it as a people. Because what happens when you go to jail and you want to buy a cigarette or you want to buy something there? What do you buy it with? You buy it with their money. So what's that? Noodles. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that currency is.
Barter.
Whatever.
How did you get those noodles? Motherfucker put money on your book.
You traded.
Right. So you're going to convert whatever it is, whatever environment you are. This is money here. If your version of cash is this is king, then that's what I'm going to convert to, man.
Right. Exactly. You have to. You have no choice.
But how many people are going to be able to convert, though?
Not everybody, man.
And then you're gonna be, and those are gonna be the areas.
This is where the chaos is gonna start.
Take the mark of the beast.
Those are gonna be there. You gotta go down to the slums to put your fucking cash in a machine.
That's where the chaos lies, bro.
That's what Walmart cards have always been. Put your shit on the card. You put your payroll check on the card at Walmart, and then it auto deposit to that shit. That's what.
Those
it
are
is.
Us. Those are people like us.
Those are
now the people with nothing to convert.
You gotta convert like that, or you get cash.
You're gonna have to get it like Tyson, nigga.
You take the places that still take cash, and that's what's gonna be. It's gonna be this RoboCop world.
Yeah.
Ed 209.
Walking down the street.
I think
you're in violation.
I think this is the
parked in a handicap. You have 3 seconds to
this
comply.
This ain't three.
Gattaca, let me see your DNA.
One. That's it
for nothing.
Parking in the handicap. Bitch, I'm legit. No limp. Parking front every day. All day. All
right, what's the celebrity list? Who's got it?
Everybody. It don't matter.
Besides Tom Hanks.
Shit.
Idris Elba. Who else?
Who's that?
An actor.
The black British dude.
What was he in?
Rudy Gobert. Donovan Mitchell. Who else has
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant got it. KD.
Yeah, that's when there was no denying it.
He left my words. But
the other link.
I don't want to see him with no coronavirus. I mean, okay, and what's happening? Okay, so these people have it. So what's happening with these people?
Like, I don't know.
Are they living with it? Are they ill? Are they laid up ill?
They just
somebody got it this morning. Harvey Weinstein.
I heard about him. Yeah. Everybody seems to not.
Nobody cares about him.
Like, yes.
That's just karma.
But how the fuck did he get it?
How the fuck did anybody?
He was on lockdown.
One of the women he exposed himself to had it.
It's in the jail. It's in the jail already.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
What? Yeah, how are they going to stop that
shit? Well, you got convicted, so.
People are dying in Santa Clara County.
You know who? Everyone's in jail. You know who else is in jail? God. I always find it when I'm in jail. Mm. Niggas always find God in jail. Like, what the hell?
Marcus Smart.
Hey, what the fuck you doing in here, guy?
Marcus Smart.
Who is that?
He plays Boston Celtics player.
Sophie
Jones. United States Senator. Those are the politicians.
Okay, say that name right there, under Rand Paul. What's that? Say the other one.
The vice president of Iran, and they don't trust
say
the U.S.
Say
government.
The name.
Masumi Ekpektar.
Okay, I'm going to try. Masumi Ekpektar. Ekpektar.
Okay.
That's kind of crazy.
Okay.
He made my name seem normal.
No, not really.
Watch your mouth.
Albert. I don't know the rest of these people.
Harvey That's Weinstein. It. So it's not that big list.
Harvey Weinstein's on that list. It is a big list. These are, well,
oh, there's more?
That was it. But anyway.
But I mean sometimes people need to hear that celebrities got it for them to take it serious, because there's hundreds, there's thousands of people, regular people who got it.
Right.
But for some people, these are the only people they know.
That's what I'm saying. It's not.
I make a connection.
The NBA had to get shut down for a lot of us to take it serious, including me, or to know that, hey, man, this shit is affecting business and lives,
and it's affecting all type of people,
18 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. They get
rich,
it.
Poor, black, white, male, female,
and some people will never recover from this. Small business owners and things like that will never,
they'll lose their businesses.
Their stores will never reopen because of not being able to recover from the economy crash and the things like that. So there's
going to
be a lot of people looking for a lot of work in different industries and different things, and you got to take into account and consideration, like, when you come back, like, you got to have a solid plan. You got to have a plan for this crash. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta take life more serious, you know? You got to understand that what we're going to go through can never be planned and never be fully understood, but you got to have a plan, and you got to have things in place. And I think we could leave on that note, you know? Just everybody out there, take care.
Take care, man. Stay clean. Then wash your hands, man.
20 seconds.
Please, man. We make light of it, man. There's jokes and memes, videos flying everywhere. We just did a quarantine video at the house. It was kind of funny, but this seriousness. It's very serious. Take care of yourselves, guys, man.
Keep
want
your
these
faith.
Numbers to go down. Yeah.
And I can be reached at Cletus Casty, CLEETUSKASIODY, on Instagram, Facebook, Google me, you can find me.
SF Interceptor on Instagram.
You're just going to assume everyone can spell Interceptor?
You have to guess.
We got
Google it.
Okay.
Look it up.
Cocky guy.
Look it up with those flutes.
All right, man, look. I go by the name of Skrilla Sam. You can find me at Skrilla Sam 408. At Instagram, SKRILLASAM 408. Follow me, I'll follow you back if you look like a decent human being. Chop it up, man. Everybody stay safe out there. Z?
Yeah, this is your boy, Big Z, and you can reach me at nowhere because I don't want to be reached. Thank you. God bless.
Yeah. And I want to thank Big Z for being our guest tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming through, brother.
Very great words. We appreciate your time and everything tonight.
Hey, man, we look forward
material.
To maybe seeing a possible future, too.
We will be calling you back for any conspiracy theory shows we have in the future as well.
Cool.
Great input.
Until then, good night, folks.
Blaze, blaze, puff, puff, pass, pass, pass,
hey,
pass.
Bitch, y'all bitch go.
Tell them again.
Hey, bitch, y'all bitch go.
What you say?
Roll up windows.
Blaze, blaze, puff, puff, pass, pass, pass.
Yeah, bitch, y'all bitch go.
Listen, tell them again.
Bitch, y'all bitch go.
What you say?
Now roll up windows.
I don't like the 60s, gave me. I'm the whole zippy of that sticky icky.
That's dope.
Lit like the city fresh, roll up crispy.
Come on.
If you ain't cloud surfing, then the rest is history. Real picky when it comes to the smokes. I'm a snob on the mob. Every day I go. Roll 4x4. 16's